96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Your hair may not make the man or the woman, but it can make a very strong statement about you. And for black professionals, making a statement with your hair can often be a dicey issue. Now, tonight, we're asking if natural hair helps or hurts in your professional career. My guests are Charmaine Brown. She's Director of Diversity at Fannie Mae. And Garrett James, he's a federal government employee with the Department of Defense. I want to hear what your experiences are, what your thoughts are about natural hairstyles, men, women. I want to hear from both of you. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can also follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or H Fisher WHUR. We've got a hashtag tonight. I am not my hair. WHUR, that's I am not my hair, WHUR. Use that hashtag if you are on Twitter. So first of all, Charmaine and Garrett, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Great. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Let us first talk, Charmaine, because you know you have a few years under your belt as a corporate citizen, let us say, and you've been through, you know, the process, and you wear your hair naturally now, but you didn't always do that. What's the story?
That's correct. Well, the story is that I made a decision about 5 or 6 years ago, a very conscious decision, to go natural, and it felt right for me. I've been at the company for 21 years. I'm in my 21st year, so when I started at Fannie Mae, I did not have natural hair. And as I said, about 5, 6 years ago, I just decided one day that this felt right for me. And I didn't contemplate whether or not the company would accept me as I am. I decided that that's part of who I am. And so I made that decision consciously.
What was the reaction?
Well, the reaction was interesting. Not all of the reactions were verbalized. So, you know, from some people, there were stares. From others, you know, sort of the, yeah, you go, girl. Nobody sort of verbalized anything inside the company. Reactions from within the community, you know, definitely. You heard things like, you know, are you sure you want to do that? You may never get promoted. So there were judgments that were being made from outside of the company and more kind of not verbal reactions inside the company, if you will.
Garrett, you, this is not so much for you about natural hair on top of your head, but you do have, you know, a beard and a mustache and goatee trailing on the side. But you work for the Department of Defense. That's about as corporate as it gets when you're talking about the federal government. Your thoughts and why did you decide to do?
I will say I also used to do selection for DOD.
And, selection?
Selection is hiring.
Okay.
Hiring, yeah. And I also run, I'm the president of a young professionals network, the Northern Virginia Urban League. So we do talk about this all the time. I'm doing it because I want to. And to be very honest, we teach people and I teach to do or dress and be dress for the position that you want. Right now, I don't see many who have beards working with the military. It's hard to find a mustache sometimes. So there is a difference there. And even as a mid-career professional, I'll be honest and tell you that I don't know how much it affects me. And I'm still torn on what's appropriate for certain seasons, I'll say.
So yeah. Why do it if you're still torn about it? I mean, was this a conscious decision? Did you let it grow or and think about it? Were you ever clean shaven?
Yeah. I think being torn is just part of life, and nobody has the right answers. Right now, I am learning some new things and studying. I think that when it comes to a different season, I'll have to make a decision at that point.
Can I add to that?
Go ahead.
Being torn, I think, is something that certainly resonates. And to the question of whether or not natural hair, whether it hinders or helps mm-hmm. career progression, I think part of the reason why it can either hinder or help is that sort of inner turmoil, that incongruous, you know, way about being. So I think that's where you get into second guessing and compromising, and where it is that internal turmoil that can hinder your career progression sometimes, not necessarily the fact that you've made that decision, but the lack of harmony, that you're not coherent about how you're showing up.
That's an interesting way to put it. Yes. Not coherent about the way you're showing up. You mean you don't fit in?
No, I mean you have the inner and outer disconnect. So you're second guessing yourself. You're sitting there wondering, is he looking at me or she looking at me because I have natural hair? You sort of start assuming, well, maybe I'm being treated that way because I'm wearing I have a beard or something. So the lack of confidence in your decision not to check your gender at the door, not to check your expression at the door, but to bring your whole self in will interfere, I think, with the way that you contribute to the organization.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're discussing natural hair and the professional workplace. Does it help or hurt? What do you think? What has been your experience, if you've had any at all? I want to go to the phone lines. Jackie, calling from Silver Spring. Jackie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say that my hair is natural, and from time to time, I wear my hair wrapped with a form of material. I'm a decorative form of material. I work at a law firm in Georgetown, and it's been an awesome experience. It's been accepted. It's not a real conservative law firm, but it is a professional law firm, and I'm excited because I'm not concerned about my hair. I keep my hair and scalp clean. But I don't have to worry about, is it in place? It's just, it's not a distraction. I think hair can become a distraction for people at times. That's what I do.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Natural hair in the professional workplace, does it help or does it hurt? What do you think? Courtney, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Courtney, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, in some cases it does, because when you look back at corporate America, normally it has been white. And they always want to portray an image, and natural hair, you never used to fit that corporate image as far as, being presentable up front. They didn't like people wearing afros, cornrows, and stuff like that. The figure didn't fit the image, and I do believe in certain cases that it does prevent people from moving up as far as the corporate ladder when they have to meet other colleagues that is white.
Okay. Courtney, thank you. You were nodding your head, Charmaine. Why were you nodding your head?
Well, I think Courtney raises a really interesting point. Conservative environments can sometimes send messages, whether directly or indirectly, of conformity, right? So there's a culture and a dominant culture that says this is acceptable and this isn't. And it can deter some people from showing up and bringing their whole selves to work. But I still go back to, being confident with who you are and what works for you, and going in a way that's natural for you, because an organization is not going to accept you on your terms if you start out, in my opinion, compromising something that's important to you. So it may not be important. It may be cosmetic to some people, but if you feel that this is a key part of who you are, whether it's natural hair or not, and you feel that you have to alter that in order to fit in, then I would say that that's a compromise that you might want to reconsider.
Garrett, how old are you, if I may ask?
I am 35.
Okay, you're 35 years old, so you're...
Don't ask me that.
Yeah, no, but... No, and I said that you've been a corporate citizen for a while, and I think that's enough. But at 35, it's different than it was when you were 35. And I think that for your professional colleagues and your associates that are your same age, what kind of discussions about this issue have you had? You also mentioned, you know, earlier, was it did you say Urban League or NAACP?
The Urban League.
Urban League. So you said that was also an issue that was also discussed. So what kind of conversations are being had?
So lots. Just as Charmaine is saying, there is a culture of this is me. This is who I am. This is what I want to do. Accept me or get to stepping, I guess, as Martin used to say. I'm not sure that I completely agree. I teach considerations. So whatever you do has considerations. And I think that it's if you're working for a very diverse organization or a liberal like Planned Parenthood, or you're in the nonprofits in D.C., or even Fannie Mae, who has been a groundbreaker for diversity, that's a different conversation. Whether you're in a top conservative law firm or working in a DOD in some instances where the care in 2016 to 2017 is still focused on numbers mm-hmm. and performance first. And then second on some other things, maybe like
culture.
People. Right. And they're trying to move, mm-hmm. but they're just not there yet. So I would love to get your thoughts.
Hold on 1 second. Before I do, I want to go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about natural hair in the professional workplace. Does it help? Does it hurt? What are your experiences? Debbie, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I work in a different environment now, but I'm 60 years old, African-American woman, and I used to put perms in my hair earlier on. But as I got older, I realized that putting those perms in was doing nothing but hurting me. So I've worked in the criminal justice system. I've taught school. I've worked in healthcare, and I've also worked in the Senate. But because I find myself now, my hair is cut short. It's natural. The only thing about it is that I do highlight it. But because of the complexion of my skin, I notice that I get a lot of compliments about my hair.
What is your
and
skin
I
complexion?
And I also get people of other races saying, oh, I wish I could do my hair like that.
Debbie,
so
you say
I really
that,
haven't,
Debbie?
So I think it fits me.
Debbie, you say the color of your skin or the what is your skin complexion?
I call myself caramel. I mean, in the summer, I do get a tan. I do.
Okay.
And my hair is like a light blonde. I want it to be platinum, and I get a lot of compliments about my hair.
Okay, but has
see
this...
where that's a problem.
So, but now, I guess, Debbie, the question is, what impact do you think it has had on your career, if any?
Hasn't had any impact on my career. The mm-hmm. only time that it did earlier on when I, say, was out of college and I was trying to get a job in a bank, I dyed my hair fuchsia, okay? And that right there, because I had someone, the employer asked me, well, what color is your hair?
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't have any impact on my career.
Well, if they had reality TV, you probably would have been just fine back then with fuchsia hair.
Probably but, would have been.
Debbie, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about natural hair and the professional workplace. Does it help? Does it hurt? And also, you know, general appearance as well. Before I go to a break, Charmaine, you wanted to make a quick point.
I did. I wanted to go back. I love what G said about consideration and consider the numbers. Well, I'd like to say consider the numbers in terms of how inclusion and being inclusive drives better business results. If you're in an organization that is not going to be inclusive of you because of how you look, that is going to impact their bottom line. So leaders need to understand that. So there's another way to look at numbers.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, Natural Hair and the Professional Workplace. Does it help or hurt? What is your experience? We're going to take a break. Tyrone from Oxon Hill, Shante calling from Northern Virginia, Esther calling from D.C., Deshaun calling from Virginia. Please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the programs, and we're going to take your phone calls, and the lines are still open. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard